Com.
And Wayne
and Mike. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We just wrapped up in hour number two an hour-long conversation, interview, discussion with our friend Lauren Canario, who we've been talking about for the past 30-plus days on this show. In case you're just tuning in, Lauren was arrested over a month ago for driving without a license. She refused to show her papers to the government cops that pulled her over for speeding. And then she went into a jail cell as a result of that. Then they kept her in the jail cell because she refuses to participate. And this is why Lauren is my hero, because she's such a brave little lady in the face of armed cops with badges and attitudes. She has the courage to just say no, or in this case, didn't say anything at all to them. She has the courage to not speak, the courage to not obey when they demand things of her, and I'm so inspired by her, and I know a lot of other people are too. Despite all the people that are wringing their hands and trying to distance themselves from Lauren, the fact is, her actions and the things she is doing are bringing more people to New Hampshire. Now, Mark, you're right that they're probably more of the apolitical variety of activists, but that doesn't mean that the political people, I don't think, are any less inclined to come here. And if the actions of one individual are what scares somebody away, if somebody says, well, I was going to join the Free State Project, but I'm not now because that Lauren Canario lives in New Hampshire, well, you probably weren't that serious about it in the first place anyway. The idea that the actions of one individual would ruin the whole concept for you, it's seems pretty absurd to me. But Wayne, you sat on the sides for a little while for that entire hour because we only have three mics in the studio, and you absorbed the entire conversation. Your reflections, your thoughts on the whole situation with Lauren.
Well, what Lauren does, I wouldn't necessarily do that myself. So I don't. That wouldn't be my stick. But I respect her right and her initiative to expose some absurdity in our system and to make a statement and to wake people up, even people within the judicial system and the legal system, to show them that, you know, what is this? This is crazy. She's not hurting anybody, and she's an adult, and she's responsible, and she hasn't really done anything wrong except she didn't have her papers. And I think when you do things like this, you do get people thinking a little bit, and that's the first step in basically busting the dike wide open, so to speak.
Right. What I would like them to think about is, okay, Lauren is a difficult case to deal with because she doesn't cooperate, she won't sign their paperwork, and of course their paperwork says all kinds of interesting things, like, you know, if you sign the bail paperwork, it says things like you agree to obey by all their rules and all of the laws in the state of New Hampshire or whatever state you live in. And there's all kinds of agreements in that bail paperwork that you couldn't possibly really agree to. There's no way you could read all of the laws in New Hampshire or your local state and know what they are and possibly follow them all. So why would you sign something like that? Well, it's because you want to get out of jail is why, and they know you want to get out, so you put your name on whatever they put in front of you. She doesn't do that. She makes it so they have to carry her from one point to another. That's a burden on the police. These guys are used to sitting around, stuffing their face full of donuts. They're used to shouting an order and having the prisoners jump, you know, when they say jump, and Lauren won't do any of that stuff. And so I hope that one of the things that these government people think about while they have Lauren in their custody is, what would happen if there were 10 of her? You know, what would happen if there were 100 Laurens?
I don't think they think that for a second. She's the first of an anomaly. And I don't know what would happen.
I think you're right. They probably don't think that, but that sure is what I would like them to think.
Well, you know, in the 60s, during the Vietnam War, there was a lot of similar type of civil disobedience.
Sit-ins, that sort of thing?
And when people were arrested, they would go limp, and the cops would have to pick them up, and, you know, it was very difficult. And a lot of those techniques are very similar to what Lauren does, except now we're a little more enlightened because we realize that we want to practice the good neighbor policy, that we don't want to hurt other people, we want to be able to do as long as we don't hurt others. And that's really what the point she's trying to make, is that just because she doesn't have her papers doesn't make her a threat to society.
Right. Now, we understand that we don't want to hurt anybody else, but some of the responses that were posted on, for instance, some of the YouTube videos about what Lauren was doing acted as though that she was a threat to the very fabric of society. You know, the idea that, I had to go and get my license and registration and spend hundreds of dollars and hours of my time waiting in a DMV line, and that's not fair that she thinks she doesn't have to.
Well, I have my driver's license, and I don't look at it that way, and you probably do too, and you too, Mark, right?
Right. I don't think I think that Lauren should be able to, you know, not have a driver's license if she wishes to not have a driver's license. I think that there's some problems with that particular philosophy, but, you know,
there's consequences.
I'm not going to hope that she gets put in jail for it.
Those are the problems.
Nor am I going to be outraged and surprised when she does.
Those are the problems you're referencing, though, right? When you say there are problems with that, that the problem is she could be put in a jail cell for it?
No, some of the problems are that, you know, like, how is the world going to look without driver's licenses? And that's one of the problems, is that, you know, people don't have a solution for themselves for that, so, and neither do I.
Well, how would the world look without government driver's licenses? Government driver's licenses is a more important question, because in the absence of government driver's licensing, that doesn't mean there wouldn't be any sort of competency testing for using the roads. Your insurance mm-hmm. company might be interested in you having that sort of thing.
That's right. Maybe there'd be private companies that would issue ratings just like you have with other types of competency, whether
certification.
If you're an IT professional, you can go and you can get different certifications for what you do. There could be competing companies that certified people as safe drivers.
Right, but of course, most your average person can't understand. You know, they don't realize that that's even a remote possibility of something
right.
that could happen, and so they get very, very concerned, and they get very, very upset, and they sort of lock themselves off to any reason. You know, when you point out that okay, Lauren Canario wasn't a dangerous driver. You know, the fact is, she was able to get from point A to point B successfully. She's still here. If she was a dangerous driver, she'd probably have her neck broken, laying in a hospital somewhere. Or have just, you know, people's get into accidents and you know, be obviously dangerous. She's not. She was pulled over for speeding, which is something virtually everybody does. So, again, I think that the more things like this that happen to people in New Hampshire or maybe around the country, if others are going to take on this sort of similar civil disobedience, the more often it happens to people that you know, the more challenging I think it'll be to people's mindsets and their belief systems. You know, for instance, if you knew Lauren before she was arrested, you would know she's not a crazy wackaloon, which is, you know, what she's being called on some of these YouTube comments. They're insulting her, they're calling her crazy, they're calling her stupid. She's none of those things. And if you have somebody that you work with or is a family member or a friend who all of a sudden decides they've had it up to here with all these government requirements, they're not going to participate in the system anymore, would that affect the way you see this? I mean, if that person were to go out and get arrested for driving without a license, would that affect your viewpoint if you were one of those people that was, this is evil, she's ruining society?
Well, you know, I remember people saying the same thing with Russell. Russell's done a few protests where he's been arrested in a similar fashion. And same thing, people were saying, oh, he's making us all look bad. And, you know, that's not the point. People are going to fight for liberty in their own way, and I respect everyone's right to do that myself.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the other thing we talked about off air earlier, too, is let's just say Lauren didn't use her car. Let's just say she went with friends when she had to go someplace. She lived in Keene. She could walk everywhere.
Sure.
Right now, in today's America, probably she wouldn't run into any trouble.
True.
But if things keep going the way they are in the future, she may be stopped walking down the street and ask for her papers, and she wouldn't have them, and she'd be in the same position. So that's the other thing, is that it kind of makes people aware of where we're going, too.
Yeah, how would her detractors feel then? I mean, if indeed we do finally get to the point of having random checkpoints in virtually every American city, for instance, they have them now on the southern border and the northern border, or nearby the borders, within 50 miles, I think, from the border. They have these checkpoints that they can set up at any point, and they ask people, you know, are you an American citizen? Now, as I understand it, it's not necessarily a mandatory thing, but they certainly make you think that it is. They have very authoritarian demeanors, and they demand things of you and give you what sound like orders but aren't really orders.
Close enough to mandatory to be mandatory.
Well, most people would think it is.
See, I'm a wise guy. I'd probably be tempted to say, no inglés, amigo.
Yeah, eventually it will be mandatory.
You better watch it with that.
And in that case, what are you going to think then when they're demanding your papers on a regular basis? More in the way. Free Talk Live. Boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That again, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free. Shrine of Female listeners there. Dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And we are sort of talking about a topic that's related to the Free State Project. And we talk about the Free State Project from time to time on this show. We are all members. So we can't help it. They're not just a sponsor of Free Talk Live. We are heavily invested in the concept personally, all of us, because all three of us have moved to New Hampshire within the last handful of years in order to live more freely. And that's the whole point of the Free State Project, is to get a bunch of liberty-oriented, liberty-loving people to all move to the same state because, well, the fact is, liberty people are just too... They're just too diluted. Now, there are more of them that are coming out as a result of the Ron Paul campaign, and we're certainly seeing, we're discovering more liberty-oriented people as time goes on in the Ron Paul campaign. But prior to Ron Paul, it was very difficult to find other liberty-oriented people in your area. So the idea is, well, get them all together in the same place, and that's what's happening here. Of course, inevitably, when a project like this is going on, an open-ended conceptual idea like this, you're going to have different groups of people coming in. You're going to have, and what we've seen so far, is two major groups. There are the political types and the apolitical types.
Right, the people that believe, you know, that political would, you know, you work within the system, you try to get your people elected, you
play by the rules.
As much as you can, as you can, try not to get caught.
And then there's the apolitical people that, you know, that say, screw the rules. You know, I've never agreed to play by the rules in the first place. I think the rules are absurd, and I'm going to live my life free. I'm going to live as free as I possibly can, and if consequences come, well, that's fine. Let the consequences come, and it'll show the government for what they really are, and that is a group of people doing business at the point of a gun. They're offering their products and services on a coercive basis instead of a voluntary basis. And the fact is, when people like Lauren Canario and other civil disobedience activists get in trouble and get thrown in jail cells for doing something that did not put anyone else in any danger, then it does show how violent the government is. Does everyone get the message? No. A lot of people are very, you know, ignorant of the message. They don't want to see the message for what it really is. They get very upset. They get very agitated at the fact that other people aren't following the same rules that they feel they must follow. It's sort of the, you know, the slaves on the plantation getting angry at the one slave for getting it in his head that he could actually leave the plantation. That sort of mentality is going on here. Stockholm syndrome, if you want to call it that. People in America have been, you know, beaten down to the point where they're willing to do almost anything the government demands of them. And I think your point earlier was great, Wayne. If people are getting very upset at somebody like Lauren Canario for not showing her government ID or her papers or driver's license or registration, all the things that, you know, the cop wants you to show them when you get pulled over, well, would they be equally as angry if there were new regulations that were passed, say, in January of 2008, you know, that mandated that if you're going to work and you get stopped by the cops, that you have to show them a passport? I mean, not just a driver's license, but that you have to have, like, a passport to move around internally in the country to prove that you are a U.S. citizen, because, you know, we've got immigrants coming in here. We've got to make sure that you aren't an immigrant, that sort of thing. Would people get upset at Lauren Canario for refusing to show her passport in that case?
Or if you're walking down the street and some law enforcement officer just feels like stopping you and asking you to see your papers.
Right. And right now, they can do that. They can ask you, but you don't have to show them.
Right.
What if they made it so you did have to? What if they passed some new law that says that any time an officer asks you for to show your government ID, you must have it on you, and you must show it to them? It's not really unbelievable to think that could happen here.
Well, you know, what you're running into is sort of the utilitarianism of it all. There might be some sort of utilitarian reason that an officer would need to see your papers. If, you know, we're under siege from terrorists sneaking across our borders, we have to prove that everybody's an American citizen that's walking along the street.
You know, if you can, I don't care what their reasons are.
Right, right. If you can pass that off as a reasonable thing to the American public, then, you know, I can see that. But the issue with the driver's licenses really is you know, they didn't come around when people, when kids could ride horse, you know, could drive horse and buggies. You know, everybody had the sort of the right to travel, and roads were commonly owned here in America and all mm-hmm. that stuff. Because, you know, a horse was driven by a child was far less likely to run down a building or, you know, kill somebody. You know, the horse was probably not going to run over somebody. Could, certainly, but less likely. The car is mindless, you know, and so the idea of a driver's license is to ensure that a person who is instructed in how to drive an automobile, and people that have proven themselves to be bad at it, you know, they like the public in general likes the idea of being able to revoke their driver's license. So, I mean,
you don't have to tell me what the purpose of a driver's license
right,
is.
But
I understand what the alleged purpose is. The fact is, the driver's license really amounts to nothing more than a demand that government, you know, that you carry government ID with you. That's what it really amounts to. Because
to some extent,
the fact
right,
is that the driver's test don't even require you to parallel park in many states. I mean, the driver's test could be passed by a trained monkey. It's not that hard to pass the driver's test.
Right,
and
but still,
to keep your license, stop people from driving without a license.
To keep your license, you know, in good standing after that, you have to not operate your vehicle in a, you know, a bad fashion. You have to have not gotten into a bunch
that's
of
true.
Wrecks and speed all
and
the
that,
time.
That
and
will keep your license in a good status, but that doesn't do anything to stop people who are dangerous from getting behind any wheel.
Sure, that's why the police check for driver's licenses to be able to throw in jail people that don't have their driver's licenses in good standing. Do you understand the problem here? I mean, there's a real problem with it, and it basically comes down to the government owns the roads.
Yeah, that is a problem, and that needs to be solved, but that's a whole other issue. So
there are bigger fish to fry first.
Yeah, and once again, you know, going back to the point about as government demands for identification get more and more intrusive in our lives, inevitably, more people are going to become sympathetic with those who refuse to play by the rules. Now, there will always be a group of people in this country that are willing to jump whenever the government says jump and do whatever, jump through whatever hoops are required of them by the state, and we'll never be able to convince those people. But I think that as things become more tyrannical and as the requirements become more obtuse and oppressive, that people like Lauren speaking out and refusing to obey will gain more and more supporters over time. She may not have a whole lot of them right now, but again, I think over time and with more enforcement and more absurd rules for us to follow, breaking those rules becomes more and more powerful as their rules become more and more absurd and outrageous.
And I agree with you on that.
It's people like Lauren that say, well, the rules are already absurd and outrageous. It's just that most Americans don't realize it because it's always been that way. You know, you're born into this dystopian world. You're born into this bizarro world, and you think it's normal. That's what's going on right now.
Well, I don't. I keep asking the mothership to beam me back up, but they want me to stay a little longer.
800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The SACL CAI toll-free line is 1-800-259-9231. Paul is on the line. Again, it's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. What could the Lost in Space robot and Star Wars R2-D2 have in common with a phenomenon called dieseling? Will Robinson and Luke Skywalker know, and when I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Just like Will and Luke had some far-fetched friends to warn them of impending danger, your car has ways to warn you of the impending danger of neglected maintenance. One tune-up red flag is dieseling. Known as after-run, dieseling occurs when an engine chugs on after the ignition is turned off. Causes? Inferior gas, excessive idle speed, and carbon in the combustion chamber. Dieseling is just one warning that, if neglected, may leave you lost in space. The space alongside the road. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us! What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Bulletin board system there, over 300,000 posts. Serious issues and fun stuff, you'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com, and it's free. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
The Liberty Dollar Silver Round is as beautiful as the ideals it represents. It's America's second most popular currency with 20 million Liberty Dollars in circulation among more than 100,000 people using them on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org, stop using their money, start using the Liberty Dollar. Return America to value, $1 at a time. libertydollar.org.
So I hope that the political people and the apolitical people can heal their wounds and resolve to get along with one another instead of pointing fingers. And it really seems to be more the political people pointing fingers at the apolitical people, because I've never heard of any of the civil disobedience crowd getting upset at the political people for going out there and doing their thing.
I've been the point of some of the folks the hand wringers out there, the line sitters.
You were.
How things could be better,
because of your murder conviction.
Right, because I was convicted of murder, but I happened to be a Free State Project member, and I was on the radio, and they were sponsoring this show, and, oh, my God, how could we make it different? And
right. Some people wanted the Free State Project to pull their sponsorship.
Right, and you know, how much better off things would be if I wasn't a spokesperson for the Free State Project.
Like you're going to attract a bunch of murderers to New Hampshire.
I don't know what they were expecting to have happen, but it did, whatever it was, didn't. They didn't get the negative press that they were expecting and predicted and all that other stuff. So.
Right. You ended up getting a front page article a few weeks ago about your conviction and how you turned your life around. And it was just I think it was as glowing an article as anybody could have expected.
I would agree.
Newspaper.
I mean, it couldn't have got any better without them without me having paid somebody for it.
But you know, you also want a certain group of people nipping at the edges all the time, always pushing, because then when the more political people ask for things, it seems more reasonable to the mainstream.
Yeah, I would agree with that to some extent. That actually, you know, really does work, is because it creates a problem and a concern. So therefore, you know, the political types can come along and address that.
Absolutely. Issue. All right, so we could keep hashing that out, but we got to go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, Paula.
Hi, good evening, boys. The thing I was thinking about when you were talking about all of this is that I think the main reason they started this was, I mean, the driver's license, you know, and, mm-hmm. and stuff like this. They were trying to make sure that people that were out on the road knew what they were doing. And I think also it was brought up, too, that, if you were to do something crazy to cause harm to other people, you know, they have a way of curtailing it, you know, like with their police departments, all this. But the thing is that, sure, we've got a right to travel, that's right. But the thing is, I mean, I think this was some of the reasons why they did this. You know, so people would, they'd know for sure these people, you know, are able to get out there and drive and not end up killing somebody.
Mm. Well, the early days of automobiles, even those little clunkers they used to drive weren't very fast, but most people didn't know what the heck they were doing with them before driver's licenses. And
the thing is, this free state thing you're talking about, I've been trying to get Florida to go this route.
Never going to happen.
Well, hopefully it will, because my cousin is one of the state reps, and I've read a couple of them are. But anyway, I think this is a good thing. I've already talked to him about it. And I was telling you what was going on up there in New Hampshire. And anyway, there's a couple other things that are very important.
Florida suffers from a similar problem. Just as an aside, Florida suffers from a similar problem that New Hampshire suffers from, and that is that people from places like socialist enclaves like New York and Massachusetts and Vermont have a tendency to move into New Hampshire because they don't like being taxed, but at the same time they want to impose their social programs on everybody and their government programs. So they come here and they try to build little versions of Massachusetts right here in New Hampshire. Same thing happens in Florida, where there's an incredible exodus of people from New Jersey and New York with a socialist mentality coming down there and retiring and bringing their families down to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you've got a constant influx of people who are essentially in favor of big government coming in there. I believe you are facing a next to impossible task.
Well, the thing is, now we've had a lot of people leave Florida too because of the, you know, the hurricane problems we've been having. Our dear little government created, but
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. What problem did the government? Now, I'm all in favor of blaming the government for this.
Katrina. Let me tell you about Katrina. Japan came on the air about Katrina,
mm-hmm.
and they actually helped with this.
They helped? Helped what?
We have weather manipulation, okay? We can even cause global warming with chemicals, okay?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Godzilla did it.
I mean, we had two chemtrails coming down the state of Florida, plus we had an X created right in the middle of the state. Then there were
Paula,
on Katrina.
Now, wait a minute.
The government did cause Katrina, but not for the same reasons that Paula's talking
why
about.
Why would the government, I mean, if the government can control the weather.
They were trying to bring martial law.
How often, well, then why don't they do it now? How often do they use their controls?
It's about to happen if we don't stop it. But
why didn't it happen last week? I mean, if they can control the weather, why don't they just, gurgle up another hurricane?
They can control it. They can do it. As a matter of fact, Japan actually helped control, they helped Katrina do what she did.
It's just nonsense. I'm sorry, Paula.
It came on the radio.
Well, there's all kinds of things that come on the radio, especially like colon cleansers and that sort of thing. You got to question everything.
Well, there's other things that are important too that people need to know, and they need to contact their representative.
Now, call us tomorrow and tell us about it then, Paul. Yeah. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Look, the weather modification thing, I'm not denying that there might be some way to have an influence over the weather.
It's plausible. You
know, like Chinese, they go and they fly. They were talking about changing the weather for the Olympics. But what they had to do in that case was fly and dump some chemical out of the back of an airplane, essentially, and seed the clouds, basically, to... Wasn't it to stop the rain or something like that?
Well, they make it rain in one place so the cloud is then,
dissipates.
Yeah, right. It doesn't have the
cloud seeding's been going on for a long time. They've been doing that since probably the 50s or 60s.
But that's not what Paul is referring to. That's not what she's referring to. She's talking about, you know, literally some government agency where they have a control panel with a bunch of lights flashing on and a couple joysticks, and then they can just punch up a typhoon over here, and then a great forest fire over there or whatever. I guess that's not weather, but hurricane. Oh, we need a hurricane in the Gulf. Boop, 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 boop. Okay, there you go. Okay, let's direct it towards Florida now. I mean, come on. That's what these people believe. They believe that there is this program called HARP that has the secret weather controlling devices manufactured by Nikola Tesla and all kinds of crap.
HARP is up there in Alaska. There's something there, but it as to it controlling the weather
nonsense.
At least in a significant extent, it does seem odd that we had all those hurricanes in that one a couple of years ago in Florida, and now there aren't any.
Maybe, Mark, here's the you know what? I just figured it out.
Oh, God.
We'd always wondered why. We used to live in Sarasota, Florida. And one of the nice things about living in Sarasota, Florida, is that despite the fact that Florida just gets slammed with hurricanes all up and down the west and the east coast, for some reason, there's a chunk of the west coast right around the Sarasota area that never gets hit just straight on with a hurricane.
Sarasota hasn't been hit with a hurricane since they've been... tracking hurricanes.
Right. And so, I mean, they've hit all over the entire rest of Florida, except for Sarasota. Maybe the guy who's in charge of the weather modification program
has a
retirement home there.
Hmm. You know what? I don't believe it or disbelieve it, but nothing surprises me anymore.
Well, it is easy to disbelieve because it's the government, and they can't really do anything very effectively.
You know, I got to make an exception to that. During the 60s, with NASA, we put a man on the moon. The United States government supposedly did, if you believe that. But let's just say it happened.
Yeah, so, I'd like to say that happened.
I think it happened. Some people disagree.
I think the reason why it happened, though, is that we were in competition with the Russians.
That's correct.
And once that happened, we put a few men on the moon. What has NASA done since?
Not blown up a few shuttles?
Yeah.
Really, they haven't, they've gone, shot shuttles up there, they've circled around the Earth.
It's really more of a history of failure than anything else. And this, the same thing with the weather modification. I mean, if it's true that they can modify the weather, then why don't they do it more often? If they need to use that as an excuse to impose martial law, what are they waiting for? Just punch up a new hurricane. It's bunk. More on the way, this is Free Talk Live. Are political uncertainties and a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go and buy my house. It's available right now for you. House.freetalklive.com. We are talking about how Sarasota, Florida just doesn't get hit by hurricanes historically, since they've been measuring where hurricanes hit. It hasn't gotten one, so it's probably the best place to live in Florida, and you could live there. House.freetalklive.com. No, I'm serious. I really want to sell it, so I think you'll like it. It's minutes away from the beach. Mm-hmm. Nice 3-2. Wayne, you should drive by it when you go back down to Florida just so you can see what it's looked like.
I will. That's a good part of town, too.
Yep, it's a nice one. House.freetalklive.com. You know, we were talking a moment ago about this absurd idea. At least it's absurd, in my opinion, that the government has the ability to control the weather. And they've managed to keep it under wraps for all these years. Like, you know, whoever it was, all these developers and the scientists and the people testing these alleged weather modification programs have managed to keep it all hush-hush for however many decades.
And how valuable it would be, you know.
Yeah, this is incredible.
Didn't it just pour the last Super Bowl?
I don't know. I don't pay attention.
Yeah, I understand. But, I mean, you know, think how valuable it would be if it didn't pour.
Yeah, the NFL would pay big bucks for that, right? Or you could, you know, swing a hurricane. If there is a hurricane, you could just sort of get your little joystick and swing it away from any land. Just keep them all out in the ocean. I mean, that'd be great. And, you know, the idea that government could even do something like this, A, puts a lot of faith in the concept of government, which it doesn't deserve to have. And B, you know, the idea that mankind, period, not even just government, but mankind has the ability to manipulate the weather, nature, the force of nature. I mean, what we're okay at doing is risk management and sort of protecting ourselves to some extent. But if Mother Nature wants to have her way with you, there's not a damn thing you can say or do or button you can press that's going to do anything about that.
Yeah. Well, nature still is very powerful. I don't know that it it wants to have its way in any way, shape, or form. But
it's not that I wasn't suggesting it has a consciousness. I'm just saying if there's a storm coming your way, you can't do anything
get out
but
of the
prepare.
Way of it.
Yeah. Yeah. You can prepare yourself and try to keep yourself alive, have a boat, have some food on hand, and do that sort of thing. But to actually control the weather, you are living in a fantasy. Please don't give these government people that much credit. In fact, we might check in with the founder of the Weather Channel on the whole global weather issue in a moment. But first, let's go to the phones and talk to you, Sam in England. You're on the line, Sam. Hello there.
Hello. I'm sorry if you can't hear me very well. I'm actually talking to you over my laptop at the moment.
Oh, wow. It actually sounds all right. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, firstly, I want to talk about contaminated cannabis. I mean, this might sound crazy, but it's not as crazy as weather manipulation or anything like that.
Okay.
Basically, about a year ago now, almost, all over England, all the major cannabis, all these illegal grow operations were set up, were all of a sudden taken out by the police. I mean, not just one at a time, all of them disappeared all at once. Then, roughly 2 or 3 weeks later, the market was saturated with contaminated cannabis.
With what? And, contaminated with what?
Glass, mainly. Microscopic glass.
Glass?
Glass.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, I used to smoke it, but this has stopped me personally, because you can't buy any weed anywhere without seeing these tiny little sparkly, shiny things. I mean, you really, really do have to look. Right? I mean,
who determined that it was glass?
Well, nobody that I know, but I've done my research over it. If you go on YouTube or something like that and type in contaminated cannabis, there's a lot of stories about it.
Are you sure there's not just really crystalline marijuana? I mean, good marijuana has crystals on it. Are you not you're not confusing those?
Yeah, I'm not confusing those two. I know quite a bit about it, and I've been tamped a few times, you know.
So, is the purpose of this to... What is the purpose of this? So when someone's taking a hit off of a pipe or something, that the glass is so small it can go through a screen and just like jam in the back of your throat? What is the purpose of it, do you think?
I honestly do not have any idea. The official government explanation for it was Dutch gangs trying to add weight to their product.
Well, they could do it in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, crushing glass seems like an expensive and time-consuming proposition. I mean, one of the cheaper ways to do it is to just take a spray bottle and spray the stuff down.
Oh, exactly, exactly. I do agree with you wholeheartedly. That's why I think the whole thing's a bit iffy. I mean, to use glass to contaminate, it seems senseless.
You know, in the 70s, there was a problem with paraquat, I guess, which was an herbicide that they were spraying a lot of the crops in Mexico. The marijuana crops, and some of my friends who smoked used to be paranoid about the pot having paraquat in it and poisoning them.
You know, it's a fact is, you're getting it from the black market. You don't know what they're putting on that. I mean, it may not be glass, but they could be spraying these things, with all kinds of pesticides, or who knows what's on that marijuana. It's black market product, so there's no quality control, and it's definitely something people should be concerned with, though I don't think most people are. So, I mean, I doubt most people in Great Britain have stopped smoking cannabis. I mean, you are probably one of the few.
Yeah, I definitely am. I mean, I spoke to some of my friends about it. They just brush it off and say, no, don't worry about it, mate. There's nothing dodgy about this week.
Are people showing up in the hospitals with little bits of glass lodged in their lungs? In their intestines?
Not yet. But the condition it'll cause
going on
is called and that is essentially a time bomb ticking away in your lungs.
Having microscopic pieces of glass, and now they're not microscopic, excuse me, but very small pieces of glass in your lungs obviously not a good thing. But you've not actually seen anything that confirms this, or it's just websites that claim it?
I mean, it's on BBC News that they found microscopic or very small particles of glass. It's on all sorts of websites. And
I wonder, I mean, this is news to me. Obviously,
yeah, totally news to me.
I don't live over there. I'd love to see some of these stories. If you can, maybe send a couple of them to the Free Talk Live show prep address. It's ftl@freetalklive.com. And I'd love to take a look at this because it sounds to me like it's got to be being blown way out of proportion.
It's difficult to infiltrate for the government to infiltrate the black market in that manner. In that, generally dealers have their dealers, and those dealers have their dealers, and they'd have to be very high up and just say you're going to take this glass contaminated weed or else. And
but it's nowhere near as hard to infiltrate the black market as you say. Once you have shut down all the competition, then you can put whatever product you want into circulation.
Sure, but somebody has to buy it. You know, they have to be willing to purchase it from new people, and you know that's what's difficult with at least here in the United States. I guess it's probably more legal. Weed's more legal over there.
Well, I don't think so. Really, it's more relaxed over in Europe than it is anything else. But recently, I have been. Oh, sorry, I have no idea where I was going with that. Go on.
That's all right. It's just an amazing and stunning allegation. I'm really kind of caught flat-footed. I don't really know what to say to it other than, well, we wouldn't have this problem if it weren't for the insane war on drugs, and drugs were re-legalized, and they were actually, these plants were being manufactured by individuals and companies that actually cared about their customers instead of just some black marketeers just looking to make a quick buck. I don't know if it's really the government or what's going on there. I don't know what the true story is, and I don't know how widespread it is. I find it hard to believe that people are knowledgeably putting glass into their lungs. I'm hoping this is just a problem that is you feel is more widespread than it actually is, but until I can see the articles for myself, it's all speculation. But thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy. Jeremy, Montana, going once. Jeremy in Montana, going twice. That guy needs a new cell phone. His calls get dropped more often than any other calls. So
I guess you're right.
Pretty stunning. Just to summarize this Weather Channel, the founder of the Weather Channel has written an article talking about the global warming situation, calling it a scam, the greatest scam in history, saying he's appalled and highly offended by it, talking about how these scientists with environmental and political motives have manipulated long-term scientific data to create an illusion of rapid global warming. Other scientists of the same environmental wacko type jumped into the circle to support and broaden the research to further enhance the totally slanted, bogus global warming claims. Their friends in government steered huge research grants their way to keep the movement going, and soon they claimed to have a consensus. He says environmental extremists, notable politicians among them, then teamed up with movie, media, and other environmentalist journalists to create this wild scientific scenario of the civilization threatening environmental consequences from global warming unless we adhere to their radical agenda, which is basically sending us back to the Stone Ages.
Yeah.
No more combustion engines and that sort of thing.
Kind of nonsense.
He goes on to just call it absolutely ridiculous and that there's no way, there is in no way runaway climate change. The impact of humans on climate is not catastrophic, and our planet is not in peril. And he's not the only scientist who thinks so. It's been Ian here with you.
Wade.
And Mark. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or libertydollar.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Honey.